Hey everyone, welcome to Yannika's World, and today we're going to explore the hypocrisy of the vegan vegetarian movement. Oh yeah, I'm going there. And yes, I know the amazing benefits of veganism and vegetarianism. However, I think that like everything, we have to work on our physical body as much as we have to work on our spiritual body. And I have met some really nasty vegans and vegetarians. I have seen them come for people on social media with such a venom, cussing them out. And that is not a reflection of the nature that I know. Because a lot of nature is very peaceful. Look at trees. Even in the most amazing storm, they just stand tall in their grace. They're very graceful. They're very calm. Because they know who they are. And they know that this storm is not going to touch them. But today, I want us to explore the hypocrisy of animal rights activists, vegans, and vegetarians. Let's get into it. So before I even start, I'm not here for emotionalism. I come here to share things based on my observations, my interactions, and the conversations that I have with people around me. And the hot topics. And like you, we have conversations with a lot of people, but not everything resonates the same way. But this one has resonated with me because I don't know why people cannot get it through their thick skull that people are different. Human beings are different. People have different lineages, different genealogy, different blood types, different needs, different desires. People are just different. And I have met shamans and spiritual people who smoke tobacco, drink Coca-Cola. There's an African woman whose diet, she lives on a steady diet of Coca-Cola. And she was 100 plus and looked like she was in her 50s. And, you know, fantastic physique, body, mindset, mentality, beautiful woman. And I would feel ridiculous discounting everything that I'm looking at because she's holding a bottle of Coca-Cola. There is more than meets the eye. So let's get into it. So people, have you seen those vegans and vegetarians? You know, the yoga gurus, guru this and guru that, ascended masters and all this kind of things. And then they're taking the jab. The jab, which has animal tissue, fetal tissue, all kinds of living organisms, masquerading as some alphabet and numbers. And yet they say that they're all about human rights and animal rights. But you're willing to inject yourself with something that has fetal tissue, animal organs, lung, all kinds of diabolical stuff is in there. And stand with confidence and virtue signal that you've done the right thing for humanity. And then after you virtue signal this very righteous move that you've made, injecting yourself with animal organs and lung tissue and fetal from aborted fetuses tissue and all that kind of stuff, you point at somebody eating a steak and say that how dare they eat a piece of steak? How dare they? But you have injected yourself with a whole bunch of it. You've actually mixed it into your bloodstream. the hypocrisy. Seriously, people. Let's go on. The hypocrisy continues. You say that you're all about life and sustaining life, right? But those of you who listen to me know that I keep telling you about the botanical garden that I visited in Thailand, where they play music to plants, and the plants are alive and well, dancing to the music and moving to every tune to the beat. So I have news for you, vegans and vegetarians. Why are you eating the plant family? They breathe, they feel, they cry, they hurt. Read the book, The Secret Life of Plants. They have emotions. And if you have plants in your house, try and, you know, when you sometimes, you know how you like to rearrange your house and you move, maybe, you know, two plants have been together. Literally, I look at my plants like really from another whole perspective. So you have placed two plants at a certain place. You happen to take one and put it somewhere else. And immediately you see the leaves discoloring. It's just not doing well. It's not thriving. And I thought maybe it's the location, but I'm thinking, no, this is a plant that likes sunlight. There's just the same amount of sunlight. And then something just told me, why don't you bring the other plant to this spot? So I removed the other plant from where they both were and brought you to this place where the other one was dying and not thriving. And guess what? Full rejuvenation. So they did not want to be separated. I mean, think what you want, but I do all kinds of experiments. I'm very observant about, you know, I observe how my plants behave in certain spaces and environments because I understand that plants are alive and well. There's even evidence that shows that before somebody chops a plant, it feels it. The vibration, it feels it. This has been tested. And when one tree is cut, the other trees and the plants around that tree begin to vibrate differently because they can sense the pain. They're connected. So we're talking about the hypocrisy of the vegans and the vegetarians. You are eating a living organism that is alive and well, breathing, has relationships with its fellow brothers and sisters. You eat the roots. Have you ever seen? You need to start watching all these experiments that are done. When somebody yanks the roots of a plant, there's a certain emotional that it goes through. It's horrible. So even when you know you're transplanting your plants, be very gentle. And the people who are such amazing gardeners that when they cut even a piece of the plant, they put a plant band-aid. There's a certain way you can put like a plant band-aid, and they do certain things to make sure that the plant starts to heal as quickly as possible. It's called awareness. The hypocrisy continues. There are plants that are carnivorous. So, vegans and vegetarians, what are you going to call these plants? Anti-animals? Because you know there are plants that, you know, they feed off of insects. And that's their food. They literally eat the insects. So what are you going to say? Oh my God, we need to actually just get rid and re-educate this plant about human and animal rights. Do you see how ridiculous you sound? We live on a planet called Earth. And everything works in a certain symbiotic way. We have a symbiotic relationship with all the elements. every single living creature is different and sustains itself in the best way it knows how. Don't think every human being is cut from the same cloth. We are not. What are you going to say about the lions? That they are anti-animal rights? Because a lion can eat a goat, but a human being cannot. So only the human beings are going to be attacked for being anti-animal rights. But you're not looking at these animals that are also eating animals. Well, they're not accountable. They're also living on this earth, and everyone should have full accountability. Animals are conscious as well. Everybody needs to have full accountability. Yeah. So I'm saying all this to say that respect people. When you don't know enough, you don't know enough. It's okay. And a good way to avoid making a fool out of yourself and acting like you're extremely out of balance is not to point fingers at somebody who you don't understand. We have different health needs. There are people who have been vegetarians, been vegans, and they were sick. I personally know a woman who was vegetarian 100%, then she became vegan. She lost almost all her teeth. Real talk. And I have met meat eaters as much as I have met vegetarians with an amazing, beautiful spirit, highly spiritual, highly intelligent, high vibrating. And I've also met both sides of the spectrum, highly diabolical. So don't pretend this thing people are saying, oh, you know, your diet will ensure that you're high vibe. Oh, no. Some of you need to really go and really travel around the world and hang out with these vegans or some of these yogis. Not many of them. I mean, not all of them are highly enlightened. They're faking the funk. It's not the vegetable you eat. It's how your body transmutes the food that you eat. It's how you give honor and thanks. Because once you understand that everything on this planet, on this earth, is a living, breathing, sentient, living organism that has the right to life and quality life, you understand that before you put something in your mouth, you need to honor it, you need to show gratitude, you need to appreciate it, and you need to ask that everything you eat should transmute into your body and help to increase your frequency. And of course, that's why people pray over their food. And even better if you eat kosher, because those animals are killed differently. You know? Do your research, people. There's some people who cannot be vegans or vegetarians. It will be counterproductive. If you can, good for you. But I have seen both sides of the spectrum. And like I say in most of my previous recordings, a lot of people run their mouth and the yip-yap and the yip-yap and talk carelessly until it hits home, until they know somebody close to them. But until then, it's just a myth, it's just a story, it's just fake news. So I always say, since it has not come to your doorstep, it hasn't come to your home, use discernment. Be slow to judge. Eat with a long spoon. If it works for you, do it. If it doesn't work for you, change your mind, people. Don't feel like you have to be stuck trying to pretend to everybody and, you know, show the whole world, oh, you know, I'm vegan and all this virtue signaling. Meanwhile, you're sick, your bones are weak, you're fragile. Do what you gotta do. This is your life. All you have to do is pay respect, pay homage. And even if you're vegan or vegetarian, don't just eat that vegetable and that salad and the fruit with ignorance. Pay homage, gratitude, and respect before anything goes into your mouth. So there we go. Today, that's what we're exploring, the hypocrisy of the vegan vegetarians. Stop pointing the finger. There are three pointing back at you. Okay, everybody, that's it on Iyanika's World. See you next time. Goodbye.